This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. The choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And it's true. So the great news is, if you haven't made good choices up to now, you can start making better ones. That's what causes us to begin to thrive. It's about the foods that we eat, the exercise that we get or don't get, the choices we make every single day. Powerful. Let's kick it off and start with Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
I'd like some information about a Baker's cyst. I had one recently, and it was the most painful thing I've ever had in my life. It ruptured.
Yeah, the cysts themselves, they can get down within the joints, say you get it in the wrist, or you get it behind the knee. There's little places that the cyst can form. A cystic formation comes from in a variety of ways, and there's different theories behind it. But a lot of times, from a natural perspective, a lot of the alternative folks will say that it's the body's inability to break down proteins very well. The cysts begin to form. It can be swelling of the cells themselves. Can be inflammation. A lot of different causes and reasons for that. And one of the big keys, too, proteolytic enzymes are very helpful in breaking down the excess protein occur. So that's one key area that you can look at. But the proteolytic enzymes, again, get a health food store. Now, it's mainly coming from bromelain. And the bromelain is found mostly in pineapple. It's one of the best sources for it. Many times, a lot of the supplementation, they just extract that from the pineapple itself, and they turn it into a whole food-based supplement. So those work very, very well. But again, cystic formation, Baker's cyst, you'll find different studies, different kind of thought leaders in this that will tell you there's different reasons for that, and you have to figure that out. So again, when it comes down to it, you have to look at some of the basics. Diet, exercise, of course, they're always saying that's the best. I really believe that. But when it comes down to the chemical level like this, when you're dealing with cyst formation, whether it's any level of cyst, then you have to look at the basic structure, and that's where the cells and the proteins begin to be challenged just a little bit. But that's the area typically from the alternative side that they being a lot of the research in there, can encourage you in that direction. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the website. If you haven't seen our app, it's out at the App Store. You just go, of course, download, and you can listen to the show 24/7. Pretty cool. And, of course, all the way up until they do the show live the next day. So it's a great way to go back over and hear the show if you missed something. And there's a little button on there that says Ask Your Question. You can click the button, and it will send and allow to ask questions right there on the spot while you're listening to the show at the app. All right, infertility rates, they're saying now, are declining in U.S. couples, which is great news. Of course, the rise in fertility treatments like in vitro and fertility rates have actually decreased with U.S. women of childbearing age, but a new government report released recently that infertility decreased slightly but significantly from 8.5% of married women to 6% of married women between 82 and 2010. Looked under in another way, nearly 2.4 million women had problems with infertility in 1982 compared with about 1.53 million in 2010. Many people also think that the difficulties getting pregnant are increasing because of the greater rise of fertility treatments in vitro. U.S. Centers for Health Statistics and the CDC said with this, they said, contrary to public opinion, infertility and impaired ability are not in the rise among women in reproductive age in the United States. So infertility and the inability of a woman to conceive after a year, at least a year of unprotected sex with her husband, or a live or live-in partner, rather, describes some of this. There's some overlap between the infertility and impaired issues that they're dealing with, but they're not the same. So, again, a lot of the different treatments out there that they're using, and infertility issues have been quite the challenge. There's different theories behind it, too, of course, being hormones and issues that are going on as far as food supply. Also, stress levels can play a big role with fertility. And, of course, you've got xenoestrogens, water supply, the BPAs coming from plastics. There's a lot of different theories. And, of course, you know, zone side effects from some of these. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has a lot of this listed on their website. If you ever want to go look at a lot of the different chemicals in our food and water supply that can lead towards some of these issues. The good news is it's not getting worse. It actually is getting a little bit better, but that still is quite the issue that a lot of people struggle with. So, again, great news, though, that it is on the decline. Great news for a lot of us, especially ladies that, you know, they're trying to get pregnant. It can be scary and really disheartening for so many. A couple things that you can think about if you are working on getting pregnant. You know, for the guys, one little key that's helpful is zinc. You know, taking zinc every single day really helps build up the sperm count. And, of course, with a lot of the toxins in the environment and stress levels that men are under, if you don't have enough zinc in the body, it can really cut down on those levels, creating quite a challenge when you're looking to get pregnant. And then for women, you know, it tends, you have to watch the estrogen, progesterone, but you have to watch that from your food supply. Stay away from a lot of the soy foods, soy products, and maybe get some blood work done to check out your pituitary gland. Make sure that it's producing and doing quite well. So a lot of times, even ladies in their 20s can have low pituitary function, and that can affect some of the output of what's happening chemistry-wise in the body. So a lot of things you can do naturally, and again, the fertility experts can help guide you in that. But those are some basics. Keeping your fats up, 30% of your diet keeps all the hormones where they need to be, and that's your good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, fish oils, coconut oils, the omega-3, 6s, and 9s, all that can make a difference. 888-283-7272, that's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give us a call. And don't forget, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just check out the website. You can find someone that can encourage you, help you, take you by the hand, figure out where your deficiencies are in your body, and really go to that next level with your health and with your life. Powerful tools to be able to do. All right, we got an email that came in. Jeremy in Kentucky wants to know, I was wondering what you suggest to help prevent Ebola. This is mostly from the CDC and their concern or their postings about it, but you know, one, you don't have to worry too much about it if you're not in contact with the person. There's an incubation period of about 21 days that we know about, 21 to 30 days. So you have to be cognizant of that. But if you're not in contact with the person, not too much to worry about. And for as far as being on the preventative side, just focus on keeping your immune system as strong as possible. I think that's been noted by pretty much all the statistics in the groups and the warnings, is to do everything to keep your immune system as strong as possible, eating healthy, exercise, antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, all those sorts of things can help build and strengthen the immune system, and avoiding contact as much as possible, of course, is your greatest weapon. But, you know, you don't want to get into the fear game by any means. Just be smart about it and be informed. That's the key.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Go to Ron on the phones. Hi, Ron.
Last couple of days, I've been smelling this odor of, and I touch my chin around my neck area and smell, and it feels like it's coming from that area. It's a real bad odor.
Yeah, Ron, usually something like that, you remember, whatever happens to the skin is happening inside the digestive tract, typically. So the gut affects the skin. Any kind of odors or that sort of thing, you've got to look back and find out what's going on in the digestive tract. Could be, you know, yeast issues, could be the wrong kind of bacteria that could be building up. There could be issues within the lymph system, which is why it could be coming from your neck. So probably want to get some lab work done, maybe do some form of reset at some level to kind of clear the system out, eat the right kind of whole-based foods to really support the digestive tract. Going that direction and maybe getting a physician to check and see what kind of labs might look like as far as any kind of nutritional-based labs. And they can check and see if there's any weak spots, any weak areas to be able to build from there. That's what I would encourage you to do for sure. 888-283-7272. Check out the website. Is your job weighing you down? That's the question. So, again, most people spend about 100,000 hours of work in a lifetime. That's a lot. So our brains are wired to store certain behaviors that are frequently repeated to reduce stress of mundane activities like brushing your teeth, and it serves as an excellent purpose to ease daily stress, but can also backfire. So if we don't even notice unhealthy habits until we collect, of course, and understand that they're there, like grabbing that piece of pizza at 4 or eating the donuts that come in every single day that sit in the break room. But our behaviors really do add up over time, and, of course, they can derail you from your overall productivity. And I always encourage people just to get into a good mix as far as your eating habits goes, because this is a big issue in the workplace. I mean, when you're talking about corporate environment and understanding what that even means and how to support people at the corporate level, that's one thing, because in that environment, you're always going to have those types of foods. So a study showed recently that eating dessert for breakfast within the limits of an otherwise low-calorie diet might decrease cravings later in the day, and it's best to go with caution, though, because it throws off your blood sugar levels. So here's some great tips. Again, everybody has the muffins and the cakes and everything that get left over at work. So here's some great tips of what you can do to really keep your cravings at bay, and you stay in charge of your health. That way you can walk right by the break room and not get those extra calories in on a regular basis. So for breakfast, it's always good to get a protein in. I don't know if you know that, but that's been kind of the new study that we've all been talking about in the health and nutrition world. So getting enough protein in at breakfast, doing a shake or a smoothie, I think is a great way to go. So you get a good organic powder. Whey protein is really good. Organic pea protein is great too. It's more vegan or vegetarian. And you mix that with your berries. You can do an almond milk or unsweetened coconut milk. It puts a great breakfast together. It's got a sweet taste to it, and, you know, to help you cut any kind of sweet cravings in the morning. So when you get to work, you won't really want the donut. And don't forget, a mid-morning snack is great because it curbs off blood sugar levels. So you want to do some type of healthy fat, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, whatever it might be, and make sure you get, some type of maybe carbohydrate or a lean protein, a couple of hard-boiled eggs, carry something with you, or another protein shake, that's fine. Lunch and dinner, though, need to have a pretty big serving of vegetables. We don't get enough vegetables every day. So eating enough of those can make a big difference in your overall health. So I would encourage you to look at some of the dark leafy greens, spinach, kale. They all are great choices to really help you get the right kind of nutrition that will help you in the right manner. So you want to really focus on that. So lunch would look something like a big green salad, some type of protein, meat or fish, some healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, guacamole, whatever. And then also add in maybe a little bit of carbohydrate, black beans, you could do sweet potatoes, brown rice, get something like that. Same for dinner, afternoon snack, get something there as well. And keep something at work with you. I mean, one great tool, because everybody says, well, I forget, or I get working, or I don't have the food with me. Those are all reasons why this happens. Well, there's some great ways to actually do this, so let me show you what that is. One of the big keys that you want to look at, keep some nuts, big bag of nuts, almonds and mixed nuts, whatever, in your desk. Just keep it right there at your desk. Leave them there. Don't take them back and forth. A higher chance of you not having something. Keep some bottled water. You probably have water machines and all that at work, but make sure you keep nuts and fruit, maybe a big bag of apples, something that you could munch on and have a quick snack mid-morning and afternoon, that it won't disrupt your work pattern. So you can kind of eat it within 5 minutes and get right back to work. You know, this is a great way to go, and it cuts down and it manages your blood sugar. A Mayo Clinic study showed recently that those who have a financial incentive to lose weight will drop 7 more pounds over the course of a year than without it. 7 more pounds. I mean, that's incredible. Look at that. So there's the accountability. So having a friendly competition at work will also cut back on a lot of the unhealthy office behavior. So a lot of these big challenges, you know, the big 30-day challenge, 60-day, 90-day challenge for work, it increases people's success rate. Now, a bacteria-filled fridge is another big one. So, of course, a lot of people leave food in the work refrigerators, and it can just grow mold on it and all that. Have you ever gone in there and seen all that? So be cautious not to leave too much food of yours in there. Probably keep your own private stash. Like I said, maybe even get your own little refrigerator, keep it near your desk, or have snacks you can keep with you. It's one of the best ways to go. Make sure that you have enough of what you need, so that you don't get those extra cravings that will tend to lean you toward the cakes and the cookies and the candy bars and the sodas and all that is not doing you any good. Plus, you want to eat foods on a regular basis that are going to bring life and bring health to the body. Those types of processed foods definitely will not. So keeping that in a strong sense of taking control of your health. Don't let someone else take responsibility for your health. You take responsibility for you. And that can make a big difference. Coming up, more questions about your health, give us a call, 888-283-7272. Also, we're going to jump in and talk about some great fitness and fat loss tips when we come back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. That's according to President Trump in a tweet. The president also says that she'll be returning to her home state of Arkansas and adds he hopes that she runs for governor. Sanders has been serving as press secretary since the summer of 2017. President Trump spoke about the First Step Act at the White House on Thursday, where he says it's important to give former prisoners a second chance in the workforce.
America wins when citizens with a criminal record can contribute to their communities as law-abiding members of our society. When former inmates come home, the single most important action we can take is to help them find a really, really good job where they love the job, they want to go there, and they're making a lot of money.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pointing the finger at Iran for attacks in the Gulf of Oman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, I'm fucking babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Let's talk about health and your life. Now, food of the hour. And food either brings health to the body or what? Takes health out of the body. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So let's talk about garlic. Garlic's obviously something that doesn't give you the best breath, but it has some incredible health benefits. So it's well known. It's been a natural remedy, really, as long as we've known. I mean, one of the best natural ailments to help for a variety of reasons, and here are a couple of them. So they say, typically, adults consume about one clove a day, and that children can have about a quarter and a half of a clove once or twice a day. Here are the benefits for it. Okay, garlic is well known. A lot of antibacterial properties and a lot of antiviral properties. So it's really good against bacteria, viral, fungal, yeast, worm infections. Matter of fact, fresh garlic is thought to play a role in preventing food poisoning. It can also help kill bacteria like E. coli and salmonella. Help with skin infections, too. So the chemical found in garlic may help to treat fungal skin infections like ringworm and athlete's foot. A lot of blood thinning properties, too, so it can actually thin your blood. Anti-clotting properties found in garlic in preventing the formation of blood clots in the body. Hence, it may also increase the risk of bleeding after surgery, so you got to be careful with that. It can reduce blood pressure. Angiotensin II, which is a protein that helps our blood vessels contract, thereby increasing blood pressure. The allicin in garlic blocks the activity of angiotensin II and helps reduce blood pressure. The polysulfides present in garlic also are converted into a gas called hydrogen sulfide by the red blood cells. And the hydrogen sulfide dilates our blood vessels and helps control the actual blood pressure. It can also protect the heart, which is really, really cool. Now, here's the deal. The garlic protects our heart against cardiovascular issues like heart attacks and atherosclerosis. The property of this included in the garlic, what it does, it actually helps the arteries in their ability to stretch. And it also helps protect the heart from any damaging effects of the free radicals. So sulfur-containing compounds of garlic also prevent blood vessels from becoming blocked and slow the development of atherosclerosis as well. The anti-clotting properties can help prevent clots from forming inside the blood vessels. So the reduced cholesterol, too, garlic has the ability to moderately lower the blood triglycerides and total cholesterol to reduce arterial plaque formation. You can combat allergies as well. Garlic is known to have anti-inflammatory properties. It can help the body fight against allergies. And the anti-arthritic property of garlic is due to the diol sulfide and other components that garlic has to show improved allergic airway inflammation. So it increases that. The raw garlic juice may be used to immediately stop itching due to rashes and bug bites. You can actually put that over those areas, and it can make a big difference. Also, there's a big remedy for respiratory issues. The daily use of garlic might reduce the frequency and number of colds, they say, and the antibacterial properties help in treating throat irritations. Garlic may also reduce the severity of upper respiratory tract infections, and its benefits in the disorders in lungs like asthma, difficulty of breathing, etc., make it a priceless medicine. Its ability also to promote the expiration makes it irreplaceable in chronic bronchitis. Diabetes is also another big one. So garlic increases insulin. It releases and regulates blood sugar levels in diabetics. It's also effective against warts and corns. So applying the fat-dissolving garlic extract to corns on the feet and warts actually is thought to improve these conditions. A lot of great benefits. I mean, you think garlic is just for, you know, heart-related issues, which we've kind of known about that. Blood pressure, it has so many other ones. It improves iron metabolism. This is a big one. So with ferroportin, which is a protein which helps the iron absorb and release, the diol sulfides in garlic increase production of this and help improve iron metabolism. And stir up passions, too. Garlic's aphrodisiac property is due to its ability to increase the circulation all the way around, so it can help things like ED, guys, if you struggle with that. Toothaches are really good, too. So if you deal with any kind of toothache, you can do crushed garlic directly above the affected tooth and can help support antibacterial properties and also support the analgesic properties that can help along the way. It can reduce weight. So many researchers believe that obesity is a state of long-term low-grade inflammation. And according to recent research, garlic may help to regulate the formation of fat cells in our body. Pre-adipocytes to the fat cells are converted into fat cells through the inflammatory system activity. So anti-inflammatory properties found in garlic may inhibit the conversion, which can inhibit weight gain. So inflammation does play a role in the fat gain, gaining fat. And we know for a fact that by using garlic, whether you do the cloves, you crush it up, cook with it, whatever, can make a big difference overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 7272. Give us a call or go to the website. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, too, don't forget, check out the website there. Our lifestyle providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about. You can check that out easily there at the website, and our team members can help you along the way. Let's go to Barbara now. Hi, Barbara.
I've got the toenail yeast, or I think that's what they call it, fungus or whatever, and I've tried all those creams that they give me at the dermatologist, and it's not working. And I was just wondering what would recommend.
Well, a couple things that you can look at, and, you know, again, when you're looking and dealing with toenail fungus, it's challenging because it's coming from the inside out. Fungal issues usually happen in the gut and then can show themselves in the nails, so, or, you know, vice versa. So it usually is systemic at some level. Now, you can use the medications that are pretty typical. You can utilize those. Those are fine. Whatever your primary care wants you to do. You can also get the over-the-counter type antifungals, and some of those work and some don't, right? I mean, you may have tried them and things aren't really happening the way you wanted it to. So I always encourage you, look at some different herbal combinations like black walnut, wormwood. They're very good. You use those internally. And then outside, externally, you can use certain ones like echinacea and golden seal. Combine that with an ionic silver. Put that in a soak, like in a warm water, and you soak the toes 15 minutes three times a day. That can help from the external side. And then you got to, you know, again, tackle it from the internal way as well. So that can help tremendously. All right. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Jacob in Tulsa, Oklahoma says, my dad's 78 and has severe neuropathy from diabetes. His doctor has him on some medications, and we've been wondering if there's anything else he can do to help the situation. Neuropathy can be a big challenge, no doubt about it. When you have diabetes, it is, and depending on the progression of the health challenge, can be right around the corner. And it's very painful. When the blood sugar is not stabilized and it's not controlled, that can be a big challenge. So what do you do? Most standard medical texts and research will tell us that vitamin B6 is a really, really good one. So vitamin B6 is one that you can really begin to tackle on a regular basis that can help. And it's easy. Get it from a lot of the different vegetables, fruits. You can actually pick it up from some meats as well. But pyridoxine are very good versions of B6. And that's what helps with any type of neuropathy. And it's easy to deplete, too, because we don't eat enough vegetables. We just don't. We're not getting enough in our food supply. And most people are on the fast food diet, and they're staying on that and just not getting everything they need. And so it becomes a little bit of a challenge to get all the B vitamins and the nutrition that we need. So utilizing that, it's really good to get enough of the B6 can help. Now, is it going to make it go away? That's tough to say. But it is a deficiency that's built up. Now, the neuropathy is also, it's encouraging to get with, I would either get with a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician and have them take a look at your area, too, because the neuropathy might not be related to diabetes. It might just be structural in nature. There might be some inflammation around the disc in the individual segment that's going down through the arms into the hands or down into the legs, and you want to have that evaluated and looked at as well, because one of the big keys, too, that you have to consider is that if both of those areas are not addressed, you only address one, and you don't get the results you're looking for, that's probably the reason, because you weren't hitting it from both angles. Neuropathy can come from a variety of areas, and it's just understanding which area to go after and understanding which one is going to give you the best results, and usually a good tag team like that is the way to go. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Also, don't forget our on-call radio app is out. Go to the App Store. You can check out the App Store there. Find it. It's free. You can listen 24/7 and catch some of the episodes if you missed anything that we talked about. Some fat loss tips. I'm going to give you a couple right now. People always want those. Again, you have to keep your hormones where they need to be. Good level and way to do that. 30% of your diet in healthy fats. But also, green tea multiple times throughout the day will help melt the belly fat and conjugated linoleic acid. It's usually found in red meat, but they've isolated it into a supplement form. The research studies say that 6,000 milligrams a day with food is what produced almost a 5 to 6% drop in belly fat. That's pretty amazing. So check those two out. Find them at your local health food store and grocery stores. And you can add those safely to your diet, knowing there's great research behind it. Coming up, we'll jump in. More questions. I see you waiting there. Plus some emails and social media we'll jump into when we come back. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Sugar is something that's in everybody's diet. And the amount of sugar is pretty amazing of what people take in each year. But it's well understood that sugar contributes to obesity. We know that. And that Americans consume too much of it. In the Journal of Nature Communications, they found that sugar is actually toxic. And research at the University of Utah gave mice a diet of about 25% extra sugar. And the equivalent of the human diet plus 3 cans of soda a day, the female mice on this diet died at twice the rate of the control mice. And though the male mice did not experiment the same way, they did reproduce as well as male mice in the normal sugar diet. So the reason behind the gender difference isn't clear, but experts say the humans may respond differently than mice to equivalent sugar boost. We know that 100% that too much sugar is going to kill you early, for sure. That's Christopher Ochsner. He's a PhD and assistant professor at the Departments of Pediatrics and Psychiatry at the School of Medicine in Mount Sinai. So this study in collaboration with other mounting evidence shows that sugar is really terrible for you. In recent studies, the American Heart Association recommended that women consume no more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar a day, while men should have no more than 9 teaspoons. Added sugars are typically found in soft drinks, candies, cookies, or other desserts. It is. It's killer. No doubt about it. And everything from diabetes to the different challenges that we face every day, obesity and the rise of obesity, it's incredible. The more we learn, the more we teach, the more we educate, it's like the more obese and overweight we're becoming. And that's a challenge within itself. So, you know, the percentage I think is up to 68% of Americans are overweight and almost 38% are obese. So it's something we definitely need to work on. And again, hopefully getting a handle on our lifestyle choices are what's going to matter more than just about anything. And understanding how our choices really impact our overall health makes a tremendous difference along the way. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to On Call Radio. Let's go to Alex now. Hi, Alex.
I'm calling for sometime I have trouble with my stomach, like when I drink tea. I eat pretty healthy, but sometime after I eat or when I eat or after I eat, sometimes my stomach hurts. So I want to know what would be good, something that's good that I can find out to help with that problem or what's causing that problem sometime after I eat or after I have used the restroom, number two, sometimes my stomach hurts. It's not all the time. It's just I just want to know what's going on with my stomach and what can I eat or what can I do to help get my stomach back in balance.
There's a couple things that you can do, Alex, that could really help. Now, again, with the stomach issues, especially when you're having a little bit of a pain or discomfort after you have a bowel movement, I would go get that checked out. I would go to your primary care physician, have someone take a look at it. And, you know, again, the questions will arise. Is there any bleeding? Do you see any blood in the stool? You know, that kind of thing. That's a big issue. Could be something simple like an ulcer. That's possible. And it could be just an imbalance of bacteria. It could be something so mild that it will be easy to take care of, and biochemically it should be easy to work with as well. But I would encourage you to do that. I want to have someone take a look at that and come up with a good game plan and find out exactly what your body's struggling with. And again, because you can't really go after it from a natural perspective until you know really what's going on. I will tell you that whole foods-based eating is going to be a way to go. Because when you eat all natural foods and you support the body, get rid of the processed foods, and really remove those from your overall dietary plan, that's going to help tremendously. It really will. So you don't have to be stuck in a situation, but you really figure out what the root causes are just by getting some of the tests done and eliminating the processed white foods from your, you know, the sugars, the bread, the pasta, the cereal, the crackers, the TV dinners, anything that's processed, man-made, cutting that out of the diet for a period of time can make a big difference. Because a lot of times you get stuck and it becomes convenient, and we're living in a nation of convenience. It really is. So we get into a place where we eat the wrong kind of foods, junk foods, and it can make a, you know, real big difference in our overall health when you make that switch. And with stomach issues across the board, you always have to step back and analyze what you're eating, because what you're eating is directly impacting your overall digestive system. It makes a big difference. Dave and Detroit, Michigan says, my fingertips, especially my middle finger in both hands and the palm of my right hand, are very dry and crack often. And so kind of reset the system, clear the system out, change your way of eating a little bit, make sure you increase good omega-3 fatty acids. And you're going to get those mostly from a lot of the fish oils and some vegetables. Actually, a lot of the dark leafy green vegetables have alpha-linolenic acid in it. You can get good fatty acids from nuts and seeds. Those can all help make a difference. So that's a great way to go when you're looking at it. So I would build a good system from there first, clear the system out, do that for about a month or so. But I would also have some testing done to see if there's any kind of deficiencies that might be underlying that could be a real big issue. Because, again, one of the big issues that you see, one of the big keys that you see with any type of cracking of the skin, is always has to do with fatty acids at some level. You know, the wrong kind of bacteria, yeah, that can always play a role too, but clearing the system out and understanding how that works will make a big difference as well. All right, thanks for that. 888-283-7272, lines are open. With questions about your health, give us a call. John from Dallas, Texas, wants to know about headaches in the front part of your head. What can you do? Well, frontal headaches typically come, believe it or not, from the back of the head. And usually a chiropractic physician can help you with that. And we're going to get evaluated because of the occiput base of the skull. Tension in those muscles actually can create pain in the front of the head. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.